Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the world observed International Workers' Day on 1st May 2026, India's four labour codes, which aim to consolidate 29 central labour laws, remain partially implemented, sparking a crucial conversation about the country's workforce and its future. First, let's delve into the significance of these labor codes. The four codes were enacted between 2019 and 2020, but their operationalization requires both central rules and state-level rules. As of May 2026, all four codes have been notified by the center, but state rule frameworks are inconsistent, highlighting the challenges in implementing these codes uniformly across the country. What makes this significant is that these codes have the potential to transform the labor landscape in India, but their partial implementation raises questions about their effectiveness. Now, let us turn to the four labor codes themselves. The Code on Wages, 2019, replaces several laws, including the Payment of Wages Act 1936, the Minimum Wages Act 1948, the Payment of Bonus Act 1965, and the Equal Remuneration Act 1976. Crucially, this code introduces a universal minimum wage applicable to all employment, which was earlier limited to only scheduled employments. It also establishes a statutory floor wage for all of India, ensuring that state minimum wages cannot fall below this threshold. Furthermore, it enshrines the principle of equal pay for equal work, making it a gender-neutral concept. And here is something that surprises many students: the bonus payment has been retained for low-wage workers, providing them with a vital financial safety net. Building on this, the Code on Industrial Relations, 2020, replaces laws such as the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946, and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947. What does this mean for industries? The threshold for retrenchment without government approval has been increased, allowing firms with up to 300 workers to retrench without prior approval, whereas earlier this threshold was set at 100 workers. Additionally, new definitions of industrial dispute and strike have been introduced, and a mandatory 14-day notice for strikes has been made compulsory. It is worth pausing here to note that the recognition of a single negotiating union, which requires a 51% or more membership, or a negotiating council, aims to streamline labor negotiations and reduce conflicts. The Code on Social Security, 2020, replaces a plethora of laws, including the Employees' Compensation Act 1923, the Employees' State Insurance Act 1948, the Employees' Provident Funds Act 1952, the Maternity Benefit Act 1961, the Payment of Gratuity Act 1972, and several others. This code is significant because it expands social security to gig and platform workers for the first time, as defined in Section 235 and 260. It also establishes a National Social Security Board for unorganized workers, which will play a crucial role in ensuring their welfare. Moreover, the Employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, and the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, have been restructured to improve their functioning. And, importantly, maternity benefits have been made universal across all firms, providing a vital support system for working mothers. The Code on Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions, OSH, 2020, replaces laws such as the Factories Act 1948, the Mines Act 1952, and several others. What makes this code critical is its emphasis on worker safety and health. It introduces an 8-hour working day cap, regulates overtime, and mandates annual medical examinations for hazardous industries. Additionally, free annual health checkups have been made available for workers above 45, and the definition of migrant workers has been expanded to include more categories, with a focus on the portability of benefits. Now, let us look at what has changed between 2025 and 2026. The eShram portal has emerged as the practical enrollment mechanism for unorganized workers with over 30 crore registrations as of 2026. But why does this matter? This massive registration drive indicates a significant step towards formalizing the informal workforce and extending social security benefits to them. With that background in place, let us look at the critiques and controversies surrounding these labor codes. The 2020 to 2021 farmers' agitation extended to labor codes, with trade unions calling several All India strikes during 2020 to 2024, demanding either the repeal or significant amendments to these codes. So what exactly changed? The protests highlighted the concerns of various stakeholders regarding the potential impact of these codes on workers' rights and job security. Moving on to India's record with the International Labour Organization, ILO, India is a founding member of the ILO, established in 1919, and has ratified 47 ILO conventions, including 6 of the 8 fundamental conventions. Note this carefully, India has ratified the Forced Labour Convention, 29, in 1954, the Abolition of Forced Labour Convention, 105, in 2000, the Equal Remuneration Convention, 100, in 1958, the Discrimination Convention, 111, in 1960, the Minimum Age Convention, 138, in 2017, and the Worst Forms of Child Labour Convention, 182, in 2017. However, India has not ratified the Freedom of Association Convention, 87. And the Right to Organize and Collective Bargaining Convention, 98, citing that these principles are already covered by domestic law. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 29 central labor laws have been consolidated into these 4 codes. The main keywords to focus on include the 4 labor codes, the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Social Security Code 2020, the OSH Code 2020, gig workers, the eShram portal, ILO conventions, ESIC, EPFO, and the retrenchment threshold. This is a favorite prelims fact, the increase in the retrenchment threshold from 100 to 300 workers. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The eShram portal has over 30 crore registrations as of 2026, indicating a significant step towards formalizing the informal workforce. The ESIC and EPFO have been restructured to improve their functioning, and maternity benefits have been made universal across all firms. The OSH code introduces an 8-hour working day cap and regulates overtime, ensuring better working conditions for employees. In conclusion, India's 4 labor codes represent a significant overhaul of the country's labor laws, aiming to streamline regulations, enhance worker welfare, and promote economic growth. As these codes continue to evolve and face challenges in their implementation, understanding their provisions and implications is crucial for navigating the complex landscape of labor reforms in India, which has profound implications for the country's development and its position on the global stage.